Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. It's July 14, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's December 10, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, you have spoken before that you have removed all protection from all Americans everywhere, including our military force. But how do your angelic warriors protect our military forces? What kind of effect can they have in battle? After all, they have no material form.
Alora, my angelic warriors can have a tremendous effect in a battle. Let us take one of the most famous battles in history, the Battle of Normandy, where the Allies landed on the coast of France. If not for my angelic warriors, the whole invasion would have failed. The Allies would have lost 10 times the casualties that they lost, and their numbers would have been so weakened that they would have been pushed back into the sea and had to have been picked up by their ships. My angelic warriors clouded the vision of the gunners. They pushed shells aside. They pushed bombs aside. They made grenades fall in the wrong place. They led men through minefields. They clouded men's vision so that they couldn't see a man crawling to put a bomb under the wire and blow it up. My angelic warriors can have a tremendous effect on a battlefield. When they are working with the good, when they are working with the just, when they are working with the honest and the brave, they can do just about anything on a battlefield. Without my angelic warriors, an army cannot stand. No matter how courageous it is, no matter how brave it is, no matter how great its leaders, it will fail. You only have to look at the Confederate Army in the Civil War. They were brilliantly led. They had good equipment. They could have stood off the North for years and years, but they were overwhelmed because my angelic warriors were fighting against them instead of with them. My angelic warriors can have a tremendous effect on the battlefield, Alora.
Well, Nazarene, I'm sure glad we're on your side. If I was in a fight, I wouldn't want the angelic warriors out there fighting against me. I'd like to have as many of them with me as possible. I think I'd survive longer.
You on the battlefield, Alora? Never. It would not be permitted.
We'll be back after the break. Some good stuff coming.
Jesus may be reached at heresjesus777@yahoo.com.
We're back. Again, we're sadly disappointed that we've had so little response lately. Our email is empty again. Alora is busy trying to spread the word about Here's Jesus, so I'll take this one alone again. A question that often comes up many, many times is, Nazarene, do you believe in divorce? Do you believe that a woman can divorce one man and marry another? There are circumstances in which divorce is appropriate. If a husband is a criminal and the wife finds out about it after they get married and the husband will not change his criminal ways, a wife has a right to divorce him. If a husband is abusive, if he beats her, if he hurts her children in any way, if he is a man that will not take his husband's responsibilities, then a wife can divorce. And it would be as if she had never married because the marriage contract had been violated. In other circumstances, I do not believe in divorce. I believe that a husband and wife should learn to get along with each other. There is always going to be some differences. There is always going to be some argument. A husband and wife should learn to get along with each other. It is important. Oftentimes, nowadays, the slightest little thing wrong, and the wife runs back to her parents, or the husband runs back to his family and abandons the wife, or something like that, and the marriage folds up. And that should not be. The family should say, no, the Bible says that you are to separate, go out, and make your own home. And that's what you should do. We will help you, but we will not take you back. You have to learn to solve your own problems. Too many times, parents won't let go of their children and have them solve their own problem. Divorce is all right in certain circumstances, but not always.
We'll be back again.